back here at the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker, George, or Jeff Simpson. I almost called you George. There's no George Simpson out there that you know of, is there?
Somewhere in my relatives probably is.
All right. Well, let's make sure we keep George away here. Either way, Jeff Simpson, Chad Baker back in the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios at the Georgetown Fair. That's where I got it mixed up. It's the Jefftown Fair with George Simpson.
That's right.
The heat, it's getting to me. I want to let everybody know that this evening, of course, we've got bingo in the food. Is it the food showcasing building? WITY Celebrity Bingo. Hey, you're just going to have to come out and see who the celebrities are. I think we've got a couple lined up here this evening.
From what I understand, yeah. And I hope that we get the ones back that enjoy calling it. And because I know we've had Jenna Worth in the past, and she's always fun to call. And we've had Mike Maron in the past, and we've had him call.
Either way, you know we're going to have Mike Zerba here. So that'll definitely be a fun thing here. Jeff's going to vacate the seat here. We've got our queen from 2024, the Georgetown Fair, Paley Davis here joining us. And that was quite the arrival here, fashionably late.
Yes, fashionably late, and I couldn't find the break.
but I tell you, you know what? You wouldn't have it any other way here. It was a great entrance here for us.
It was something. Had to see it.
I think next time, and this just shows that WITY needs to have more video. And I think that's something we're going to try to get here for the next event. Paley, first, thanks for spending some time with us, especially here on a busy evening where tonight you vacate the crown, give it up. But tell us a little bit about your trek from 2024 till now, because it's been quite the journey here, and you've shown that you have been just a gracious host for the Georgetown Fair.
Thank you. I really appreciate that you said that. So since I was crowned in July, I've done a lot of volunteer opportunities. I went on an honor flight to honor the veterans. If you don't know me, I love veterans. They are my favorite people in the world. My partner at work is a veteran. He's great. All the guys at work that I work with, they're all veterans. They're all great. Ever since then, I mean, I placed top 16 at state. I graduated college with my bachelor's degree in agricultural education. I have done numerous speeches around the community at events that I went to. I love being out places. I love seeing people. I love handing out ribbons in the barns. So it's just been overall a really great year.
The one thing that I have really gotten from the speech that you gave Thursday night to just talking with you and hearing stories about you, humility. You are just one of the most humble people I think that has ever entered a queen pageant, much less one. And that shows in everything that you do. And there is so much behind the story that you're doing. You've talked about some of the plans that you've implemented over in Monticello where you work. You're trying to pilot some new things. You know, kind of pave some new territory here. What's that been like?
It's definitely been tough. So over in Piatt County, we have what we call the Adopt-A-Medic program, which is kind of like ag in the classroom, but more medical based. It's a great way for kids to learn safety, for kids to be able to stay at home by themselves. They are aware that 911 is not, they're not bad people. It's really great, and my boss is putting in the work so that I can get my educator's license so that kids can stay at home by themselves and get their babysitter's license and their CPR license for lifeguarding. And so that's all been really, really great, and my boss is a great guy. He's been helping me do all that.
You have 8 great candidates tonight vying for your crown. What's that been like working with them here this year and getting to know them?
Those 8 ladies are amazing. I think Karen and Jill would love to spend their year with each and every one of them. They have put in so much time and effort just showing me that they have that personal growth factor and that confidence. I've loved seeing all of them get out of their shell. They are all such great girls, and I think each one of them would represent the fair well.
Before we get off with you here, Paley, we want to know what's next for you because, hey, you know, you've got the bachelor's degree. You seems like you've got a couple different career paths that you could go down. You're still trying to figure a lot of those things out, but is there maybe a little rest and relaxation in the future for you? Is there a kind of a career path you're looking to jump into, or what's next?
Absolutely not. I don't rest. So I, despite me having a bachelor's degree in education, I'm actually planning to go to med school in the fall. So I'd like to either be an oncologist or a trauma surgeon, or just a trauma MD, just in general. I start doing some flight time with Air Life in Champaign July 24th. So I'm really excited about that. As for pageant stuff, I might do Miss Illinois. I really haven't decided yet. I'm just kind of exploring scholarship opportunities there. But other than that, I've loved being here. I've loved every second of getting to know the fair board. My grandparents were on the fair board. My family's been very involved with the fair. So it's just been really great, you know, getting to represent something that I grew up at.
And any one thing that you're looking forward to this week outside of the Queen pageant tonight, is there any particular food that you're looking for, or any particular rides that you're looking forward to this week?
So food, I'm looking forward to the cinnamon rolls that are right behind us at Irma's. And then event-wise, I really love the rodeo. I grew up around horses. I had a horse. So I just love, I love watching the rodeo. That's my favorite.
Haley, it's been great. Once again, congratulations on winning last year, on being such a great queen, doing well at state, on all your personal accolades, and may you have just the very best career. It's been fun getting to know you.
It's been an amazing experience to be here. Thank you so much.
As Haley Davis, the 2024 queen for the Georgetown Fair. Tonight, she puts her crown on the line against eight lucky women that are looking to become the 2025 Georgetown Fair queen. We've got more reports coming up here from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker for WITY.